Welcome to the UGA BCM Podcast, a part of the Baptist Collegiate Ministries located on the campus of the University of Georgia. For more information about us or to learn how to get involved, follow us on Instagram at UGABCM and find us online at UGABCM.org. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Hey guys, welcome back to the UGABCM podcast. My name is Zach.
Hey guys, I'm Julia.
And hey, we are so excited to have you guys on board listening with us this morning, this afternoon, in your car, on a drive, on a run, wherever you are. We're grateful to have you with us here today. So today's episode is going to work a little different than normal because, you know, normally it's Tommy and Jerry on these Friday episodes interviewing somebody. But today it is me and Julia interviewing Jerry. So our beloved campus minister is in the charcoal hot seat, and you know we sent the questions to him last night around 10:30, so to give him as little time as possible to be able to prepare for these.
Well, typical Zach. Thank you very much. it's good to be here. I'm Jerry Johnson, the senior campus minister here at the BCM at the University of Georgia.
Yeah. So cool. Well, you know, Jerry, we'll just jump right into it. The first question. This might be the hardest question. All right. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about your family. Tell us about your friends. How long you've been in Athens? Everything we need to know about Jerry Johnson, the Jerry Johnson, to get us started.
I guess I could begin at the beginning just real quickly. I was born one of five boys in my family and one girl, six kids. So our house was always crazy, kind of like a BCM. And so there's lots of family all the ways around our house. My mom always had an open table, and we always just people were flying, literally, because of five guys, through the house and through the windows and through the doors. And in my house, that's the house I grew up with. Met my wife when I was, well, my wife-to-be, when I was 14, she was 12, and I have known her since that long. And she became a best friend. I'd never, ever thought about dating her. And then when Leslie went off to college, she came to the college where I was a junior, and we regained our relationship, our friendship that we had maintained long distance. And then it wasn't until my senior year that we started dating, but we were so much in love with each other already because we were just best friends. It was actually a really cool transition going from the friend zone to the dating zone. And then we were married for 10 years, and Daniel came along. Daniel is now about 29, 30 years old, and he's married with to one of my former students from Georgia Southern, Sarah Wiseman Johnson. And so that's our family there. I went to Old Dominion University. I went to Bluefield Baptist College, and I graduated with my master's and my doctorate from Southern Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. So I served for about 10 or 12 years at Columbus State. That was my first campus ministry position. Before that, I was associate pastor for about a year after seminary. And then for 23 years, I've served at the University of Georgia Southern University at the Baptist Collegiate Ministries there. And then just in January 2019, I was called to come and serve here at the University of Georgia. And obviously for these last 2 years, what a ride. It's been nothing but transitioning and craziness and change, but it's been a great ride.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah, man. So just to follow up with a little bit of that, for the people who were maybe not in gathering a couple months ago when we talked about relationships and you and Miss Leslie were up on stage talking about that, tell us how you guys got, just tell us about how you guys met and just kind of stuff like that and kind of the moment when you realized, okay, I need to get out of the friend zone here.
Well, it's honestly a little awkward because I went away as a summer missionary. Like I said, we knew each other for 2 years in college before we started dating, but I'd gone away as a summer missionary. She was appointed to West Virginia, and I was appointed to the Cayman Islands. At that point, she said, you know, I don't know that God believes in fairness because that is not fair. And so when I came back, I was tanned. I cut my hair. My beard was a little bit shorter. And she went, "Oh, look at Jerry." And we were sitting around late night like you do at a retreat like that. And it was guy, girl in a big circle. And we were doing back massages. And I was thinking, "Ooh, this is not my sister." So I was a little more interested in her in that way. And then in the spring, she asked me the question. Actually, I asked her the question first. I had a survey as a psychology major. What are you looking for in a mate? And she listed all these characteristics and went home that night and said, "Oh my goodness, I have just described Jerry." And so she runs back to the BCM the next day, the Baptist Collegiate Ministries there at Old Dominion University. And she says, "Jerry, hey, how you doing? That conversation yesterday, what are you looking for in a mate?" And I said something that was totally opposite of her type, just as a joke. And then I said, "No, I'm looking for someone who loves Jesus most, has a good sense of humor, who is independent, who is has a great head on her shoulders, and someone who's beautiful and takes care of herself." And she absolutely met all of those characteristics in terms of my top, 10 list of things that I'm looking for in a mate. And the rest is history.
That's awesome. How long have y'all been married now?
Gosh, we've been 80.
You got to get this right.
I know. we were married in 81, so that makes it, what year is this?
2020.
So we've been married 39 years.
Wow.
Oh my That's goodness. Awesome, it'll be 40 years in May.
That's awesome.
That's so sweet, Jerry. Thank you. Anyone who knows Miss Leslie, I think, can attest to everything that you said about her.
Yeah.
She is so sweet and kind and just radiates joy, and we love her for that. Kind of going back about what you said about your mom, I think was so sweet how she always had an open table, and I think that's something that you've really implemented here at the BCM. How did you kind of make your way to collegiate ministry? What has really like brought you here to UGA and to Georgia Southern where you were before?
When I was 14, I went to a youth revival. It was a bunch of singing and all young people. And I don't remember the message exactly, except for the guy said, if you want to be Jesus to be a savior, that's one thing. But really what God asked for you is for him to be the Lord of your entire life. And I knew God was my savior since I was probably 6 or 7 years old. I knew the basic plan of salvation, and I believed it, Jesus in my heart. But he challenged, if you're going to be a truck driver, be the best truck driver for Jesus. Mm-hmm. If you believe that God may be calling you in the ministry, be that the very best you can be for Jesus. Whatever you do, give your whole life, not just little segments. And so I probably was the first person down the aisle, and I said, "God, here's my life. I feel you're calling on my life to serve you wholeheartedly, and I am willing to do whatever you ask me to do. If that means going in the ministry, if that means being an insurance man, if it means being a psychologist, whatever direction you want to go in you want me to go in my life, I'm willing." And so that was the real. I remember a definite moment where I said, "God, here is my heart and my life and my vocation. Do with it what you will." And then I just started talking to ministers and other people, wise counsel, to say, "How do you figure out this thing called the call of your life?" And how do I pursue it? And I got the good advice to take education as far as you can, because you will be educated for a lifetime of service for God. So don't shortchange your education. And they suggested a couple of schools to go to, and they definitely suggested, if God has continued to work in your life, to go to seminary. But then one of the best parts of that was they said, "God is going to give you an open door. You're going to find open doors right and left. If you possibly can, serve Christ. As you go through this next open door, say yes to those opportunities that God will give you. You will find some of those things that God gives you an opportunity to do is as much for you as for his ministry, because you're really going to not be good at that. And you're going to discover something about your life and God's call in your life just by circumstances. So I did children's ministry and I did some youth ministry, and I really did not feel as satisfied, as full, as successful as in when I started going to the BCM when I was in high school with my brother and my sister, who were both in college. And so I would just hang out at the BCM, and they were very welcoming. They didn't know that I wasn't quite yet a college student. And I went to fall conference with them the fall of my senior year in high school. And then as soon as I started in Bible studies and small groups with them, I thought, this is where I belong. Mm-hmm. And it lasted through college, and then after college, it made complete sense. I went to seminary and also worked with college students while I was a seminary to be a minister there. Every step of my life, I was confirmed by wise counsel and by my own heart being so full and working with college students who are asking the big questions of life, and I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I love what you said about, you know, if this is not your calling, God is not necessarily going to keep that door open to go there.
Right.
It's going to be, there's almost like there's a path of open doors, and we just get to go on the ride to get there.
That's right. It's a great adventure. That is the story of my life, my life of a great adventure of faith. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, man, let me ask you, you know, you've been here, you said, a couple of years now. I know you've definitely been around the Athens area long before you lived here, worked here. Because, you know, you sent Daniel through here and everything. But, man, so what's been the highlight so far from, you know, living in Athens, as well as what's been the highlight of being a campus minister here so far?
Well, I love the size of Athens. It's close enough to Atlanta. I know a lot of people who are here at UGA are from the Atlanta area. And so I can get to Atlanta quick enough if I want to go to Atlanta. But the size of Athens is a good university town. I love that. And, of course, I'm a foodie. I love the restaurants in Athens. Mm-hmm. I love that you could just an hour away, you're in the mountains or you're at a mm-hmm. beach or you know, you're around a lake, you know.
Yeah.
And there's the state parks, and my wife and I love to go hiking. And so there's just a lot of stuff within an hour or two away from here. And so I like Athens, and it's got some great, really supportive churches in our area who support the BCM and the university. And you don't go anywhere. I mean, that's, man, a big difference about being a campus minister at UGA. Everybody in Georgia, even secretly those who are tech fans, know and respect and most love UGA.
Yeah, they do.
And so, it just comes with a certain amount of heaviness that's a good kind of heaviness that, man, being the campus minister at the University of Georgia is a really cool thing because of what this university represents and what it does. And, you know, it kind of prides itself as the Harvard of the South or whatever, but it really is top-notch education in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
And I have loved getting to know, I mean, the highlight of being a campus minister here are these amazing students, you guys, who take it up a notch and make me take it up a notch. I mean, you expect a whole lot because you expect a whole lot from yourselves, and you would not be a student at University of Georgia unless that was true intellectually and the successes you've already had in your school career and the things that you're involved in. You're just balanced and diverse, and you come to the university bringing that to the ministry. It is just the coolest thing in the world to be along for the ride with you all.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about being a campus minister here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we love that, Jerry. And looking ahead to what it seems like will be an in-person fall semester.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, for sure. What's something that you're getting excited for? What are we looking forward to for this year?
Two things that both relate to leadership. We have... Even in the midst of coronavirus and interviews that we couldn't do in person and all this stuff, we have over 60 people in who have chosen to serve on our BCM serve team, our leadership. Each one of them have a team underneath them to accomplish. Like, Julia, you're the freshman coordinator. You have a team that you're leading, and there are 60 of you all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Zach, you have your area of ministry, and it has just been so cool to see that and how I try to disciple, and that your job as a leader is to disciple other students. And for you, that excites me. I mean, one-on-one-on-one, that you're pouring into your team, Julia, and I'm pouring into you, and I'm pouring into your vice president, and, mm-hmm. you know, and God is just doing an amazing thing in each one of us. The other thing I'm really excited about is that finally, for a while, I believe we're kind of settled in terms of our staff here at the BCM, that we've got Tommy on board, and he's going to be here for a while at least, and I'm going to be here for a while at least, and we're able to kind of make plans together and look forward and dream and vision yeah. what the BCM world is going to be like here at the University of Georgia, and pretty much without many boundaries that we're able to go where God is leading us authentically and to see where that might take us. That's pretty exciting as well. Got a couple of great interns in Caroline and in Katie who are coming along board with us. And so that's pretty exciting to see all that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We got to get them on the podcast at some point.
Yeah, maybe the last one we'll do. Yeah.
That'd be a really good idea. Keep that in mind. But, yeah, hey, so, you know, we mentioned a little earlier you sent your son Daniel through UGA. Daniel was here last week for this podcast. So I know, and I've heard from a couple people that some parents are actually listening to this podcast. So if you're a parent of a UGA student listening to this or an incoming UGA student, hey, we are definitely glad to have you here. And this question is really for you. So we obviously family is huge. Your family has obviously poured a lot into you. It's very evident of that. So, and because you've sent from a parent's perspective, you know, you've sent a child through Georgia, what do you think is the key for a parent to help maintain a healthy relationship with their child?
Some good advice that I've had over the years is that you don't ever stop being a parent. I will not be, till the day I die, I'll still be Daniel's dad. But as I've looked at his life as an elementary school student, as a middle school, as a high schooler, and as a college student, my relationship with him has necessarily changed. Parents, remember that you have prepared them for independence. One of our biggest nightmares, not really, but a big nightmare that most parents have is that at age 30, your kid is going to be back on your couch living with you. You have prepared them not to do that. You've prepared them to go out and make their own choices. Some of those choices will be amazing and great. Some will not be the choices you would make for them. But they still might be great choices, but they're not your choices anymore. And while you give your best advice and your wisdom to your child, it's very important for a parent who is sending their student off to university to renegotiate an adult relationship with your child. Yes, they're still financially tied to you, but if you're constantly bringing that ace in the hole out and beating them with that, that's not a good relationship. You want an adult to adult relationship. Yes, they're not fully mature and they're not going to make the decisions now that they would make in 10 or 15 years, but you're preparing them as you have all along. You've done such a good job of bringing them up to this point. Now it's time for you to step back and to have that new relationship. Allow them to renegotiate what some of that looks like. And everything from how they spend their money to letting them go and plan their own classes and their own career path without you making those decisions for them. Even though you might make a different decision, honor and respect, and let them know how much you honor and respect the fact that they've made it here so far and that you do believe in them. If you will give them that blessing, there is nothing like the continued relationship that you might hope to have with them, you know, for 10, 15, 20 years, 30 years from now. It will be a win-win situation if you give them your blessing and you give them the freedom that they are going to have as a young adult, even though you're still paying many of their bills, you're still helping them out. But there'll never be a time where you're not going to help them out as a parent. You're always going to be there for them, hopefully, if you have a good, strong, trusting relationship. And I know I'm talking just generally, but, you know, your child may be one that has lost some trust with you or whatever, give them as much trust as you possibly can. And then when they say, well, Mom, Dad, don't you trust me? You could honestly say, yeah, I trust you as much as I do any other 20-year-old that I know, but you're still 19, 20 years old, and so therefore I do want to know. I hear some basic things that I expect from you, and they may actually give you some things that they expect from you as well. So it's a negotiated arrangement about what this new thing looks like, especially if they're the first person, the first in the family to go off to college. Mm-hmm. And so it's a scary time. This is your baby, but you gotta give them freedom. You've given them roots. Now give them wings.
That's good. And I love how the underlying theme of everything that you were saying was just how important communication and trust is within your relationship with your children. That's going to take them so far. And I know that those kids will be so thankful for the way that their parents have led them to be ready to take such a big step into college. Kind of looking at the different side of things and advice for a student that may be listening to this, an incoming freshman or a transfer student maybe, what advice would you give them, Jerry, of this is a big school, I'm nervous, I don't know where I'm going to go to church, where can I find community? What would you tell that incoming freshman or that transfer student?
I guess I'll start with going back to the previous question, and that is don't shut your parents out.
That's good.
Don't shut them out. They've got some great wisdom and resources that will come to bear if you allow them to. Even if you think the relationship is a bit strained, do not shut them out. Respect and love them. And so don't keep them informed. Communicate with them, like you said, Julia. The other thing is you are making decisions that will set a pattern for the entire rest of your life. A quick story, I was in Panama City talking to these guys who were honestly part of our ministry in Panama City was picking up students in Panama City late at night, party scene, taking them to wherever they wanted to. We were kind of a taxi service, and we talked to them about Jesus. And these guys had been picked up by a real sketchy bar. And so I started talking to this guy, and I said, man, you're making some good choices in your life, but I'm telling you, very soon you're probably going to meet the girl you're going to marry one day. The best place to look for her is not at this bar I just picked you up at. The mother of your children, the one who you want to be loyal to you the rest of your life and that you will be loyal to, the one, that you are going to tie your life with, you want to look in the right places for that type of person that you are trying to reach out to. And so make choices now and set patterns in your life that you will be proud of to display before your own children one day. I am absolutely committed that you ought to be involved in the local church. That's an important pattern for your life. You're thinking, well, I could just get as much as I could get all that from a podcast. I listen to good preaching and I listen to good music on the radio, and so I'm not a bad person. That's not the question. The question is, are you setting a pattern that is a biblical pattern that Christ commands? And part of that is to be involved in the local church, his bride. Mm-hmm. And it may not be as much for your sake as for the church, because the church needs you. So don't minimize your impact when you come off to college to be involved in a strong, Bible-believing local church. And you need a peer group, and that you can find that nowhere, no better place than the Baptist Collegiate Ministries here. You will find a Bible study, a small group. You'll have a big sister or a big brother who just loves on you, and when you're sick, you're liable to be on their couch, them feeding you chicken noodle soup. They'll, your mom, your dad's away from you, and you're away. So you need a group that's going to love on you and care for you and cares if you don't show up, and not just shows up for the party, but for the down times, for the sad times. And so when you're going through, when you've failed a test, I've known some students who have never gotten involved in a ministry, And I would ask a question just on campus, random people. And I would tell a little bit of my story, and I'd ask them a significant question. And suddenly they are just brimming over with how they wanted to tell me the story of their life, their pains, their joys, that they got this, they aced this tough class, or they had a significant loss in their life. Don't underestimate how important it is to have someone close to you to share those stories as they're happening. You know, you cannot be a lone ranger and really succeed when you come off to college. College, as important it is to study and whatever work you might have to do, to have the academic stuff right, it is really important to have your social, your physical, your spiritual areas of your life balanced as well. So my best advice is to maintain that healthy balance in your life as you come off to college. Find yourself a solid campus ministry like the BCM. Find yourself a good, solid, Bible-believing church, and we can help you with that. Get connected. Honestly, get to know your campus ministers. One of the four of us will probably connect with you in some way if you're willing to put out the effort. We would love to take you to a cup of coffee or to find out a little bit more of the story of your life. Give us that opportunity. Matter of fact, insist on it. That's why we're here. It is our jobs. We do love this. So schedule a time to meet with us for no other reason, just for us to get to know one another. That is a great piece of advice. Yeah. That you will have heard from lots of graduating students from the BCM over the years. Don't miss on that opportunity.
That's great. Well, man, that was all the questions we had for you. I am going to throw one off the cuff, closing up. What, just final thoughts, what you got?
My life, I feel the most blessed guy in the world. I have probably experienced some of the hardest tragedy in my life that you would talk to somebody who has had. I mean, deaths of close family members in the worst kinds of ways, things like that. But boy, there's a joy in my life that is not of me. Mm. I just can step back just a little bit and know it's all Jesus. That Jesus is the center of my life, and following with him has been a great adventure. My kind of life verse that I come back over and over again is that I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. It is the kind of the story of my life as a Christian, that I want to follow Jesus hard, but Jesus also cares about my delight. I take delight in Jesus and his creation, and Jesus loved the underdog. I take delight in those who feel dispossessed and in justice issues and poverty, and also mission, as well as discipling someone from point A to point, you know, E. And so to be a part of, along for the ride for that part of their journey is so exciting to me. That's kind of what I have for you in terms of getting to know Jerry. You know that I'm a big cut up. I've got Jolly Jerry definitely describes me, and that I believe that I'm on the greatest adventure that life has to offer, and that's the journey of faith in Jesus Christ through him.
That's awesome, man. Well, Jerry, we're so glad for thankful to you for letting you come on this morning and just having us together with you. This is awesome. It's one of my favorites we've done so far, I think. So that being said, I am Zach Ellington.
I'm Julia Walker.
And I'm Jerry Johnson.
And you know, that's all we have for you guys today.
Go Dogs!
Go Dogs!
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the UGA BCM Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at UGABCM and visit us online at ugabcm.org to find more information about us. We'll see you next time.